This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 26th of August, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm night across Israel, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Perfect for a late evening stroll or some stargazing. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Ynet from earlier this hour, the IDF warns that tensions in the West Bank are nearing a breaking point as nationalist violence reaches a new high this year. Also from I-24 News coming in now, a former Gaza hostage recalls concealing his identity as an Israeli soldier. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports on Zvi Sukkot's controversial act, which allegedly undermines Israeli security and law by taking matters into his own hands. Separately from Forward in earlier reporting, Prime Minister Netanyahu invites Israelis to contact him directly, sharing his phone number in a campaign video. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that Syria and Israel are working to defuse tensions following a recent airbase bombing. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, highlighted earlier today that Hakeem Jeffries, a prominent U.S. Democrat, condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker on CNN. From Gideon Sa'ar, a former Israeli minister, posting earlier today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from an international support center in Kiryat Gat due to anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News also reported earlier today that Dutch diplomats are being ordered to leave Israel following a Dutch law banning trade in products from certain Israeli areas. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in the West Bank, Ynet reports that over 800 incidents of violence have been recorded this year. Security officials are voicing concerns over increasing settler violence and Palestinian attacks. The Palestinian Authority's weakening control adds to the volatile mix. This escalation poses a significant risk to regional stability. Turning to the testimony of a former Gaza hostage, the I-24 News details how the individual had to hide his identity as an Israeli soldier to survive captivity. His account sheds light on the harrowing experiences faced by hostages in conflict zones. Such stories emphasize the human cost of ongoing hostilities. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post examines Zvi Sukkot's actions, which they describe as vigilante justice. Sukkot bypassed legal channels to address an issue, raising questions about the rule of law. Critics argue that such actions could weaken the legal system and public trust. This controversy highlights the challenges in balancing security and legal integrity. In earlier reporting from Forward, Netanyahu's unusual campaign move has stirred conversation. By sharing his phone number, Netanyahu aims to appear accessible to the public. However, this gesture raises security concerns and questions about political strategy. It reflects the high stakes of political engagement in Israel. Finally, Axios reports on efforts by Syria and Israel to ease tensions after an airbase bombing. Syria condemned the strike, while Israel defended its actions. These diplomatic moves aim to prevent further escalation and maintain regional peace. The situation underscores the delicate balance required in conflict resolution. In financial news, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that Israel is launching its first driverless metro trains with a massive 30 billion shekel tender. The project marks a significant advancement in urban transportation technology. Separately, according to Tech, Tomer Bar from Semperis highlights the dual role of AI as both a facilitator and a threat in cybersecurity. This underscores the complexities of technological innovation and security. And finally, Walla Business reveals that Elbit has lost a significant $7 billion U.S. tender for a new cannon system. The loss to a Korean competitor highlights challenges in international defense markets. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 10 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.